Let your glory, let your glory be above all the earth. And your glory be above. Be thou exalted, O Lord.
Be thou exalted, O Lord above all.
Be thou exalted, O our God.
Exalted, O Lord,
and your glory be, Lord,
your glory be, and above all the earth,
and your glory be,
above all the earth.
Come on, lift your hands if you can. Know that you're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I will lift your name on high. I choose
to lift your name on high.
I lift your name like a banner in the sky.
I lift your name like a banner in the sky. Oh, Lord, I lift your name on high. Ooh. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I choose, come on.
I choose to lift your name on high. Like a banner in the sky. Oh, Lord, I lift your name.
Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name.
Lord, I lift your name.
Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name,
oh God. Lord, I lift your name, oh God.
Lord, I lift your name, oh God.
Lord, I lift your name.
Father, thank you for those testimonies. We give you the praise. We celebrate you for those testimonies, the ones shared, the ones that time cannot permit us to share. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for signs and wonders in the midst of the service. Thank you for elevating us. Thank you for making the word you've spoken about this church to be true. We give you the praise. Thank you for the campuses. Thank you for the pastors. Thank you for the leaders. Particularly, thank you for the children and the children's church. We give you the praise. May it please you that everything we're going to hear in the service will be directly from heaven. Lives will not remain the same. The destinies of the people will be recharted. Your will be done. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Amen. I know you're standing. Turning your Bibles to Psalm 66, verse 18. I know you're standing. Psalm 66, Verse 18. If I regard iniquity, not in my mouth, not in my actions, in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Say that to your neighbor. Find a new neighbor. Say that to your new neighbor. So it's not every prayer that gets to God. That's why the Bible says we receive everything we ask of Him because we do the things we've been commanded to do. The Bible says the prayers that God hears, God answers. This is the confidence we have in Him. When we pray according to His will, He hears us. And we know our petitions are met. Now think about how many prayers you've prayed that God has not heard. So lift up your hands now and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood of Jesus. Come on, go ahead. Any known sin, anything God tells you, say, Lord, the blood of Jesus takes over right now. Because the sacrifices of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. All over the campus, go ahead and pray this prayer. Because of what I do, but because of what the Lord has done.
The Lord
for me. For me.
For me.
Come on, lift your hand.
And
I declare.
I declare that
I am strong. I declare. Because of what the Lord has done for me.
The Lord has done
for me.
For me.
I give them. Come on, you don't give you thanks in the New Testament. Lifting up, Lord, lifting up your hands. I give thanks to you, Jesus. Oh, I give thanks to you. Jesus, I give thanks to you, Jesus, Father, we thank you, because you will speak to us. The Bible says in the end times, the word of the Lord shall be scarce, but we thank you, because your word is not scarce here. We give you the praise. All across the campuses where my voice is heard, begin to do the same thing. Let lives not remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Say that. God bless you. Love you right there. God bless you. God bless you. Jeremiah 33, verse 11. Jeremiah 33, verse 11. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And those who will bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, what will I do if they bring the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord? I will cause the captives of the land to return as our first, says the Lord. So praise is more than we have thought. We ain't no pastors that will say, oh yeah, we can talk. They are doing praise worship. Yeah, they are still doing praise worship. They've not started the real service. Not everybody have the revelation that I'm about to share with you. I know that I've shared with you a little bit about the power of praise in moving forward. Bear in mind Exodus 14, that there was Serpentine mountain on the left and on the right. There was Pharaoh behind them, and I told you, Pharaoh is not like Saint Pharaoh. He was on chariots and horses. That's why God never says he's going to torpedo a king without talking about those on the chariots and the horses and the strong men or the men of valor that are in the seat. So he had spikes around the chariot. All he didn't even need to talk to the people. All he needed to do was to drive in the midst of the people, and the people will perish. So don't blame them. Don't be quick to judge them. When they said, Moses, did we tell you that we didn't have a grave at Goshen, that you brought us here to die by the river? But to their surprise, God said to Moses, their pastor, why do you cry unto me? Tell the people to move forward. Where? In the midst of the sea. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, everyone listening to me, everyone under the sound of my voice, you shall go forward. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you are in right now, no matter the judgment that's about to be passed this week, I don't know why I said that, but I prophesy to you, in the name of Jesus, you will go forward. I don't know the clinical prophecy that has been declared over you, and you are expecting to die. I don't know whether there's a financial problem. I prophesy to you that you will just know what to do. You will go forward. If you believe it, shout amen 3 times. The protocol around God is of praise. It's not a causal thing. Such and such church, probably where you're coming from, where you are raised, they don't have that revelation. But praise is the protocol around God's presence. Praise is more than, is more potent than you have thought about it. In Acts 16, I want to read from 22 to 26, if you allow me. Then the multitude rose up against them. Not a few people, the multitude. Number two, and the magistrate tore their clothes. They could have cast them in the prison without tearing their clothes. They gave them things to remember when they got in. Even when they wanted to encourage themselves like David, they would say, the multitude were against you. The magistrate tore your clothes. And they commanded to be beaten with rods. They were not just cut in the prison. Don't forget that. When they had laid many stripes on them with the rod, not with canes, they threw them into the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. So how did the jailer respond? Having received such an instruction, he put them in the inner prison. He actually put them in the dungeon, not prison. The inner prison, and fastened their feet. There are people in the prison walking free. But he chained, let me tell you, I've read what you've not read. He chained the right hand to the left leg, the left hand to the right leg. So their backs were paining them. Verse 25. But, what is but in Hebrew? Zero. All the things I've explained to you, they are zero. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. What? And prisoners were listening to them. If you were in that situation, what you would do would be what you've tried before. What was effective? Come on, talk to me. What you know will work. They did two things. They prayed and they sang. They prayed, they sang. Some pray, they don't sing. Some sing, they don't pray. Some do nothing. Suddenly, I pray for you, receive the suddenly of God. In the month of September, receive the suddenly of God. If you believe that, shout amen like fire. great earthquake. Earthquake is great enough. There was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all doors were opened and everyone's chain were loosed. Amen. Amen. I can't get more than verse 26. Let me begin to exegete. First of all, in verse 22, the Bible says the multitude were against them. Majority does not always carry the vote. They didn't know the agenda of God. The multitude. I don't know if you're here today. What is bothering you is that people you're depending on are against you. Your family members. They've said things. You remember their words. I don't know who it is that you trusted that said things to you. Their voice was re-echoed. They re-echoed the voice of the enemy in your life. Things the enemy has been telling you that didn't make sense, they voiced it out. The multitude was against them. So even if they wanted to encourage themselves in the dungeon, they remember the multitude. Everybody in that place was against what they did. One way, God is a majority. If God be for you, who can be against you? I prophesy to you. You know, I've been praying for you for the past 6 weeks. You will stand out. The magistrates tore off their clothes. Their duty was not to tear clothes. Their duty was to judge. Was to speak. And they didn't need to shout. But they tore off their clothes. If you read down, they said, these people have troubled our entire city. When I read the narrative down, I found that there were Christians in the city. They complied to what they were saying. They want to trend. They wanted to. People clap for them. But these people, multitude, were not just against them. The magistrate tore their clothes. What were they singing to when their clothes were torn? Are you here today? For the sake of the Lord, they've torn your clothes. Maybe not the physical clothes. Maybe your glory. Maybe your reputation. I don't know what it is. When you were at Igbo joints, you were moving from one club to the other. Everybody was hailing you. Now you are coming to church. They're against you. The magistrate tore their clothes. And they commanded they will be beaten with rods. Oh yeah, if she is of God, why are these things against them? Let me say this to you. If you're not disturbing the devil, he will never talk about you. Never. Try it. Move your company from the central to some village. You will see what they say about you will go down. Get off the scene. Be like you don't exist. It will go down. It's only ripe fruit that you throw stones at. You don't throw stones at unripe fruit. Therefore, your relevance will not cease while you are alive. I say your relevance will not cease while you are alive. Someone called my master mentor, a pastor. He didn't tell me the name. He said, why is everybody against me? He said, who should they be against? Is the pointer that you have increased. Why were they not against you last year? Is a pointer that you are now a focus. Therefore, I used to think I knew how to handle friends. I was telling my son, I had more than 2,000 friends as a teenager. My father used to call me consultant. When my mom was 40, she's now 77, I went to the police station to bail someone out. How old was I? I thought I knew. But when little coins started entering my hand, the narrative changed. So you may think you know how to do it right now. When you start having money, and nobody sits you down and tell you the things I'm telling you today, you may not know. There's a way to manage success. You pretend like you don't have it. Because somebody can handle it. Amen. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I've been praying for you for the past 6 weeks. You will stand out. In the name of Jesus, they tore their clothes. They commanded to be beaten with rods. They've not entered the prison. They've dehumanized them. And the Lord told them not to say they were Romans, because you dare not treat a Roman like that. In verse 23, are you all still here? When they had laid many stripes on them, so the rod they used to beat them was not one, was not two. These guys were not 16 years old. There were people holding not to have wives. You would have thought, where was God? Singing with praise, praying to who? The God that could not save us when they were dehumanizing us. Many stripes, not few. Do you have stripes in this place? And you are thinking God does not live. You are thinking God is not alive. I'm here to let you know that the devil, he has no time to waste if you don't carry something that will do damage to his kingdom. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. After this service, in the name of Jesus, you will square up again. The enemy has lost over you. In the name of Jesus. Did they only do all I've described to you? I don't have time to describe it to you. When they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them in the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. That one using his initiative. He just decided, they've not given this commandment in a long while. If you read on, you will notice that it was a unique jail. His family were staying. Family members were staying near the prison. That was how he was able to wake up at night and he wanted to kill himself. That was how he was able to serve Paul and Silas at night in his house, in his own house. So his wife must have advised him, remember, they will kill you if these people escape. Throw them in the inner. Where has the enemy thrown you? I'm describing things to you that are real. Why? Where has the enemy thrown you? Do you have 6 months to live? What verdict it is they've said concerning you? The solution are in these two things I spoke to you about. Maybe you rested on people. Human beings will disappoint you. It's only God that will stand by you. Therefore, as you wield these two weapons, may they answer for you. May they answer for you. That guy put them in the inner part. I'm now in verse 25. But in the midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing. I like you to know that there are different midnights. There's a physical midnight, but believe me, you can look outside and everywhere is bright outside, but you're in the midnight of life. Things ain't working. Are you in this place today and you're in the midnight of your life? Maybe there's a sickness troubling your life. Everybody looks at you. You dance well. The only place you're happy is church. But you have a sickness troubling your life. Maybe you're here today, doors are closing against you. Is it finance? If you were to tell us where your rent will come from, things you are trusting God for, every testimony encourages you. While others are sleeping on your road, you are wondering why, how could they sleep? Because your life depends on the message you hear. Fear every day is coming to you. Maybe you're confused right now. Maybe confusion is going on. Things that you don't have answers in the Bible. Things you don't have the capacity to handle. Things that keep you awake all night. I don't know what night you're dealing with. The Bible tells us at midnight. Meet, not night. Meet. That quarter to shame. That time between night and day. That time you decide whether to abandon God or go with God. Instead of abandoning God. The God that didn't save them from stripes. That didn't save them from people. That didn't save them from being cast into the prison. They prayed to that God. God said, what? Angel Gabriel? Who is praying? It's Paul and Silas. Okay, let's listen to their prayer. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah. They say, that's normal. Mama. Kasa Daraba. That's normal. The next thing they started to sing. To who? The Bible says the earth. The heavens is where God resides. The earth is his footstool. There's no way you can stand to dance and there won't be earthquake. This day, the Bible says God will sing over you. He will rejoice over you. Today, God will sing over you. He will dance with you. You will dance the dance and sing your song. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. The Bible says the sound of rejoicing does not cease. In other words, no matter the news you hear, it doesn't cease. Therefore, the sound of rejoicing will not cease in your tabernacle. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Before I continue Acts 16, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. What? Including what you're dealing with. Give thanks. Including what is making your amen not to be loud. Give thanks. Including what is making you quiet. Give thanks. Maybe you're struggling to breathe. You're listening to me. Give thanks. Give thanks. Your birthday is coming. Instead of you to be happy, you are depressed. Why? I'm going to be 35. Maybe you're above 35. Who spoke to you? If God has not given you the spirit of fear, spirit means there's a spirit world involved. If God has not given it to you, I know he'll give it to you. In everything, give thanks. I wish you stopped there. The reason why I'm telling you this is, for this is the will of God. Not in the Old Testament, in Christ Jesus, for you. Which means if I don't give thanks, I'm walking in pride. Not just saying, thank you, Jesus. Then you walk away. No, your heart must be grateful that you are alive. You've lost everything. But what you have is enough to rebound again. There's a way. See, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivers them out of them all. In the name of Jesus, there's a way out. Receive that way out. Receive that way out. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1. A psalm of David regarding time. He pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech, who sent him away. I will praise the Lord at all times, not sometimes. Give me verse 1. Meditate on that psalm regarding the time David pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech, who sent him away. He sent him away. Remember how many wives David had. Remember how many people following David. He sent him away. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. This is a bad time, but I will bless the Lord. This is a useless time, but I will bless the Lord. Things ain't going well, but I will bless the Lord. The devil designed this circumstance for me that at this point, he won't bless God, but I will bless the Lord. At all times, his praise, not sometimes, not when I have a testimony, shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says Abraham in Romans 4, he did not waver at the promise of God, giving glory to him all the time. Oh, glory to God. Shatiri bababa. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You may cry. I'm not saying you won't cry. You may be down. I'm not saying you won't be down. But when you get yourself back, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Can somebody practice it? Say, glory be to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 30 verse 5. Psalm 30 verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night. What will you see in the morning? After midnight, what is it? It's morning. So therefore, the person tormenting you will be frustrated. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Are you here today? You have some turbulent nights. You have things you are dealing with. You will come out with a testimony. In Job 35 verse 10, Elihu, a friend of Job, spoke in Job 35 verse 10. But no one says, somebody will say here, where's the God, my maker? What does God do? He gives a song in the night. He gave me a song in the night. He gave me a song in the night. I prophesy to you. In this night, moment you're dealing with, receive a song. May the Lord encourage you. May you hear God's voice. May he encourage you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Exodus 15, somebody is about to make the earthquake. In Exodus 15, verse 11, glory be to God. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who's like you? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful. I can't even tell what you can do. You are fearful in praise. What do you do after praises? Do you want this? Somebody here, you will see wonders. You will see wonders over your children. You will see wonders in the field. You will see wonders in the city. You will see wonders when you go out. You will see wonders when you come in. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. So the first thing you need to know is that nobody's like God. Please stop comparing with people. Stop thinking God is one like your grandfather, who says the truth sometimes. Who is like you, O Lord? Let's first of all, don't compare with humans. Among the gods, who is like you? There are a few things I know about you. You are glorious in agiasmos. You are set apart. You are fearful in praises. So when you see me praising, it's not because I like the song. I understand what I'm doing. How many understand what they're doing in this place? So nobody needs to encourage you. Praise the Lord. Drummer, stop. Praise the Lord. Let's sing now to God. For we are in this church. No. It will never happen. If you like those things, stand like a statue. The difference will be obvious. I need to ask you, what shirt are you wearing that you don't want to sweat over? Don't wear it to church. Out of everything we do in church, preaching, giving of offering, is for us. The only thing we do that belongs to God is praise worship. Why do you want to hold it back? I naturally don't rejoice, but when it's football, you rejoice. When you win Niger belt, you rejoice. What are you talking about? It means you don't you don't know I know about Niger belt, but it's when I went to Malabar, I was seeing betting everywhere. I said, what's happening here? I knew one day I would preach about it. Today, not today. He's fearful in praises. I wish he stopped there. He's in doing wonders. You will see the wonders of the Lord. You will see the wonders of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Israel said, our father has told us about the wonders. Her mother has told us. You know what God said? They were leaving Jordan. He said, don't leave in a hurry. Pick stones. When your children ask you, tell them, it was when you crossed Jordan. You crossed Jordan. Yes, it was when you crossed Jordan that the Lord did what he did. I pray for you. This will be a testimony. This will end in a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 22 verse 3. I'm out of time. I have a lot to say. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of your people. Because if I say Israel, you may be thinking is the Israel in the Middle East. Enthroned. Give me the Amplified of verse 3. Amplified. You are holy. You who dwell, that's the word. In the holy place where the praise of Israel are offered. So someone offers your praise. It does not end here. It is offered. At this time when the scripture was written, this was part of the things Jesus said when he was ascending to heaven. Israel was the only people of God. He said, but you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are God's chosen generation. You are more than Israel. He's a nation, a holy nation, his own special people, called to proclaim his praises. The praise of him who called you out of darkness to his marvelous light. So you are the replacement for Israel. That doesn't mean Israel is useless, but you are a higher Israel. Circumcision was made with hands. Ephesians 2:1. In Colossians 2:11. Ephesians 2:11. Colossians 2:11. Circumcision was made without hands. Who will you fear the most? The people with circumcision made with our hands. Someone like me, I have two. Circumcision made with hands and the one without hands. Therefore, everyone in this place that is born again, a genuine member, every female that is a genuine member of the body of Christ, begin to operate on a higher pedestal in the name of Jesus. You, O God, Psalm 22, verse 3, who inhabit the praises of his people. There's a praise that is offered. I'm not just singing to a song. It's not just a song they concocted together. No. I'm offering to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There are several secrets I've discovered about praise. I need to let you know that in the 21st century, a lot of Christians don't know about praise. Oh, yeah. I like our church. The music there is good. The word is good. Music. That's how you see worship. Music. If you read Psalm 149, because of time, from beginning to the end, we don't have time to read it. You will see that praises, with praises, you execute the written judgment. When you judge an armed robber, those of you that are lawyers and judges, you understand that you don't call because it's caught someone in the venue or the particular place where the crime or court does not mean you call the person a criminal until they are judged. After judgment is passed, they return them to the prison until the day of execution. We are the executors of God. What praise does? You see, after Jesus Christ dealt with the devil, made an humble spectacle of him, he returned him back to prison. Because his lease has not finished. He's still operating. He's going to and fro on the face of the earth. But he's in prison also. We are the ones that say, hey, for me, not me. That's why he's going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour everybody. We are the ones that execute his vengeance on the nations. Give me KJV. Over 7. KJV. We execute vengeance on the heathens. Okay? When you hear nations, they are talking about God's enemies. Heathens. And punishments upon the people. They are not talking about physical people. They are talking about demons. That's what praise does. Number 2. You can bind the source of your problems. A lot of people are just cutting off leaves. Cutting off branches. They don't attack the source of their problems. What praise does? You can pray amiss. You can praise amiss. You can pray amiss. You can praise amiss. If you find where the Bible says you can praise amiss, show it to me. I will stop saying this. Because you can praise amiss. He says to bind the kings with chains. So you go. You're not just binding normal Jekurede demons. They are kings. That's what your praise does. Number 3. Anytime. Are you all still here? Let me read verse 6 to you before I show you verse 3. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And don't rush me. And anytime I praise God, you know what happens to me? I have 2-edged sword in my hand. Is my mouth I'm using to sing the song. Is my mouth I'm using to praise God. But what happens? Suddenly, I see 2-edged sword in my hand. Even while I'm resting on my bed, I see 2-edged sword. Sword of deliverance. Sword that will single me out. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will stand out. I say it again. You don't know the full meaning of what I'm praying for you, but you will stand out. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Let me show you this. In 2 Kings 3:15. 2 Kings 3:15. You know the story. How that the children of Israel were in trouble. This man wanted to prophesy. Let's read verse 14. Because of time. Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely if it were not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not have looked at you nor seen you. I was talking to Ahab. By this time around, Israel had divided into 2. 10 belonged to Ahab, Israel. 2 belonged to Jehoshaphat, Judah. So they invited, says, please, before we go for this battle, let's know what the prophet says. You don't operate like this in the New Testament because people didn't hear God in the Old Testament. They had specific people that heard God in the Old Testament. But before he spoke, he said, now bring me a musician. So musicians, you're not just playing music. If you just entertain us, then you're not different from the world. You must carry us. Now bring me a musician. Then it happened. I must not pray more than you. Because I'm teaching the word. You are, that's why the praise worship comes before the word. You are to carry us to a place. Then I drop the word. That's when we get result. It happened when the musician played. Now you see someone who is a drummer, who is a keyboardist, who has smoked it before playing. I'm just a musician. No? I'm just a musician. I'm not a preacher. Who told you that? You don't understand your use. That's why Michael was in charge of war. Michael was not tempted to be tempted to break off God, but the guy in charge of music, because it was important. When the musician played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. The hand of the Lord is always upon you right now. But when he played, it was another level. Verse 16. And he said, thus hear the Lord. Why did he not say, thus hear the Lord before the musician played? Did you hear that now? That's why if you are seated in this place, everybody has a right to their opinion. But please, buy your opinion. Don't have an opinion and come to God and say, why, I've served you all my life. No. You served on your own terms. If you want to serve on God's terms, you find out what God has said, not what you think in your mind. That's why no matter how sang the song, no matter how you rationalize it, if a song is not a Christian song, it's not a Christian song. I said it last Sunday, probably you are not here or you are not listening. When I was a younger guy, my dad used to take us to the cinema to watch Indian films until we bought a VCR in our home. And that was available to everybody. I'm talking about 1981, 1982, 1983. Some of you were not born then. I said some. I didn't say all. I have seen when the blue flute and the snake came out. No lyrics. The person who sang the song was not known. What lyrics did David share that an evil spirit left Saul? Think about it. Don't just go on social media and say, oh, I like this song, I don't like this song. If you don't like Christian song, then write one. All I'm here to let you know is that 80% of your problems start from music. Think about it. If you want to prove me wrong, stop listening to those songs for a month and see your life. One guy told me, one of the first converts in Koza, said, when I listen to Tupac in the morning, he said, die, shoot. I don't know the rap till today. He told me, with his mouth. He said, I shoot people when I get to school. And the way you are behaving today is from those music. Oh, it's quiet in this Pentecostal church. Amen. Therefore, I told you, I would tell you what I'm supposed to say when I read 2 Kings 3:15 to you. Praises take us to a realm in the spirit. How many of you have come to church? You are down. You are really down. And praise worship starts and you feel lifted. Praise and worship takes you to a realm in God. You may tap your neighbor and say, you don't know what you're missing. Verse 6. The devil is a proud spirit. He can't stand to be scorned. Anywhere they're praising God, he exits the place on his own. He doesn't like it. Any house that they are extolling God. What I'm saying does not make sense to you. I'm not teaching sense. Paul says, I didn't come to you with the excellency of man wisdom so that your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So what I'm saying does not make sense to you. You're not the one that sent me, so it's okay. The devil is a proud spirit that cannot be scorned. Anywhere they're praising God, he exits the place for a while. So what happens to you in your circumstance when you start praising God? The enemy will leave you alone. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, begin to praise God. As you are praising God, things will work for you. Paul and Silas, when they began to pray, the power of God was made manifest. The same prison, the same Paul and Silas, the same place. At midnight, they began to pray and sing to God. God said, wait a minute. Who is singing? Say Silas and Paul. To who? To God. Let's listen to the song. God decided to dance. That was how the chains, everything opened. As you go from this place and you believe this stupid message and you go to praise, you and your wife, there will be a cry of a new baby in your house. There will be a welcome of new monies in your house. You'll not be lazy. You'll work hard, but you've been working hard since you were born. Let me talk like Pastor Kalejaye. You will see wonders in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Amen. Jesus, this is the reason why Jesus came to the face of the earth. I wish I could read from 61 verse 1, but I don't have time right now. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. So Jesus Christ came to give you beauty instead of having ash. All of joy for mourning. Watch this. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. If you are having heaviness, where are you coming from? The presence of God. What's happening to you? I'm just coming from church. I should ask you. Definitely does not cause that. No, I don't like this church. They shout too much. They rejoice too much. If two brothers enter the same room, they should come out. One person should have his face frown because they've told themselves the truth. That is the world system, not the church. It's called good news. You should say, I've seen this much and I don't have to pay for it. Someone has paid for it. Hallelujah! If I'm talking to you, shout amen. Let this roof be removed. There's something called the spirit of heaviness. God changes it and gives you the garment of praise. So a garment of praise does not make you heavy. It doesn't go together. He made a possibility. He made a possibility. Jehovah Rapha. If you look at your neighbors, they have the garment of heaviness.
He made a possibility possible. He makes a possibility.
He makes impossibility possible. He makes impossibility possible. He makes impossibility possible. He makes it possible. Hallelujah. Watch out for your neighbor. He's about to rapture. Come on. He makes impossibilities possible. He makes impossibilities possible. He makes impossibilities possible. He makes impossibility. There is no one like him.
He makes impossibilities possible. He makes impossibilities possible.
Possibilities
possible. Possible.
Hallelujah! I will say the rest on Tuesday. Sit down. But let me just say one thing as I close. When Peter was arrested, the church prayed for him. You know the lady called Rhoda? That said Peter was at the door. They said, no, you must have seen his angel. In other words, you've seen his ghost. You know the story that the angel of the Lord went to the prison and told Peter, fasten your shoe. He was still sleeping. There was a gate that opened in its own accord. Prayer is powerful. The one that refused to open, Peter went through it until he got to the street. He remembered. Ha! Then he immediately showed himself to those who are praying. Stop praying. Because I want you to know God has heard you. Then he withdrew to another place for a while. But if you notice, it was the only one that God helped. But when Paul and Silas were praising God, everyone's chain loosed. Please, I know you've heard it before. But I can guarantee you what you've not thought about before is who are these guys? These guys were murderers. Someone who had murdered someone is chains loosed because you were praising. Someone that was into Yahoo Yahoo. Oh, okay. They don't know what Yahoo Yahoo is. His chain was loosed in the prison because you sang a song. Someone that was an admirable, his chain loosed. They were surprised. Everybody's chain. Even those who were not singing, they just heard. I'm not going to that church again. Why? Oh, I saw that person that used to sing club. How did you know she was going to club if you didn't go to club yourself? Those who are at home, their chains did not lose. Those who heard them. Be here, just here. I said, just here. You may not know how to sing, but just here. The prisoners heard them. Everyone's chain. I pray from my heart. Everyone listening to me, whether you are in Lagos campus or you are in Kano, you are in Gwagwalada, your chains shall be loosed. You'll come back here with a testimony. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Let me get back to my text as I close because of time. In Jeremiah 33:11, I will just read it to you because I don't have time to exegete. The voice of joy. So there's a place where there's a voice of joy. The voice of gladness. Oh, I wish I had time to tell you the difference between joy and gladness. The voice of the bridegroom. Please don't think of marriages right now that they're saying, put the ring here. Put here. Just put. Don't even put any ring. No. To be a bridegroom in those days, you will go through a lot of process. The final day, you are happy. That's why the Bible says that the bridegroom rejoices over the bride. So the will God rejoice over you. You know, rejoicing is the emblem of the bridegroom. That's the way I am. I'm just in church. No. You are not a bridegroom yet. The voice of the bride. The voice of those who will say, who will say here? Do I have any witness in this house? The voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for he, the Lord, is good. His mercy endures forever. On Tuesday, I will tell you about mercy. I'm led to share about it a little bit. And those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. That's why I don't make you give tithe. I make you dance before him. Because God didn't say, bring the tithe, he said, honor the Lord. For I will cause the captive of the land to return as our first. Therefore, everything you lost, let them come back to you now. I say, everything you lost, let them come back to you now. Everything you lost, let them come back to you now. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Let your name be redeemed again. Let God give you a brand new beginning again. By your praise, may you deal with kings again. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet. Let's pray. Just three prayer points. In Isaiah 41, I want to read 11 and 12 to you. Isaiah 41. Behold, not some, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. Those who strive with you shall perish. I love verse 12. He said you will seek them. In other words, you ought to seek them. You shall not find them. And those who contended with you, those who were against you, shall be as nothing. In other words, they shall be as a non-existent thing. You're going to raise your voice. You will say, as I begin to praise, starting from today, in the name of Jesus, I will seek those who are against me. I will not find them. Those who contended with me, those who war against me, they shall be like a non-existent thing. Pray that prayer. Don't reduce your voice, raise your voice.